Hello, all my lovely little listeners, and how are you all today? I hope you're all as well as I am. Oh, dear me. I have work today, although it's such a beautiful day, all I want to do is go and play in the garden. But unfortunately, I have to go to work, so I can't. But never mind. Before I get to work, I am going to read today's story. So, today's story has three things in it that I love. So, first of all, it's got Mickey Mouse in it. Who doesn't love Mickey Mouse, eh? Love Mickey Mouse. So, secondly, it's got ice skating in it, which is always, always so much fun. I love ice skating. And then, lastly, it's got hot chocolate in it. Oh, my favourite drink ever is hot chocolate with marshmallows and sprinkles and cream. Oh, yummy yum. Now I'd like to go and get some hot chocolate, even though it's boiling hot today. Oh, so, who couldn't love a story that's got all those three things in it? I know I like it, so I'm gonna read it now and I hope that you enjoy it as well. So here goes. Are we settled comfortably? Then I'll begin. Mickey woke up and looked outside. It had snowed last night. It's a perfect day for ice skating, he cried. I'll invite all my friends to come. On the way, Mickey picked up Goofy, Donald, Daisy, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, and not forgetting Minnie. When they got to the pond, everyone laced up their skates and made their way to the ice. It was as smooth as glass. The friends began skating around and around. Hey, I have an idea, shouted Mickey. Let's play Crack the Whip. Nobody else knew how to play, so Mickey explained the game. I'll start out as the leader, he said. We all join hands and form a line. Then we all skate round and around in a big circle. Once we get going, the skater at the end of the line lets go. Hey, that sounds fun, said Goofy. Cool, cried Huey, Dewey, and Louie. So they all joined hands and began skating in a circle. Around and around and around they went. Donald was at the end of the line. Okay, Donald, let's go, shouted Mickey. Donald let go and went sailing away. Around and around and around the rest of the gang went. Now you go, Daisy, cried Mickey. Daisy let go and went flying away across the ice. Next went Huey, then Dewey, and finally Louie. Goofy followed them. Now just Mickey and Minnie were left. Around and around they skated. Then Mickey shouted, "Let go, Minnie!" Minnie let go and zoomed off with a squeal. Mickey was having a fine time. Now all alone, he began to spin round and around and around. When he finally came to a stop, it took quite some time for his head to stop spinning. "Wasn't that fun, guys?" he said. Want to do it again? Guys? Where is everyone? Mickey looked around. Where had everyone gone? And then he saw them. Seven pairs of ice skates at the ends of seven pairs of legs were sticking out of seven different snowbanks, kicking away. "Uh-oh," said Mickey. He dashed over to the side of the pond, and one by one he pulled all of his friends out of the snow. "Gee, sorry about that," said Mickey. Goofy shook his head and snow flew everywhere. "That was fun," he said cheerfully. "But I sure could use a cup of..." "Yoo-hoo!" came a cheerful cry. It was Grandma Duck, standing at the edge of the pond. She was carrying a flask filled with hot chocolate. "Hooray!" cried all the friends. Oh, see, all those lovely things in one story. And you also learned how to play a new game called Crack the Whip. That sounds like a good game to play on ice, doesn't it? Apart from landing headfirst in the snow. Not quite sure about that. Anyway, I'm going to go to work and my children are already at school. So, just me to get to work now. So, have a lovely day. Whatever you're doing, have great fun doing it. If you're listening to it at bedtime, good night, sleep tight, sweet dreams. Most of all, stay safe, whatever. And come back and join me tomorrow, and we'll see what we can find for a story tomorrow. Okay? Bye for now.